Still, I suppose every wife has to be a widow to something.
You reckon you might be right.
Mm. I mean, it can be anything, can't it?
Oh, yeah. Football, cricket.
Fishing.
That's another one.
But in Sid's case, it's fitness.
Oh, I wonder where this was going. Yeah, I heard Sid was quite a fanatic about it.
Fanatic? It isn't the word. The only time I ever see him these days is behind this bar.
Oh, yeah?
Well, he seems to spend the rest of his time at the gym in Borchester. Went there last night, as it happened. Muggins left to cope here, of course.
Typical.
Good evening.
Hello, Marjorie. What can I get you?
Gin and tonic, please, Kathy.
Right, you are.
Oh, let me get this, Kathy.
Right. No. That's very kind of you.
That's £2, please, Jillian.
Right, you are.
Thanks.
Excuse me, ladies, if I could just get behind the bar, thank you.
Oh, here he is. The happy wanderer meets Charles Atlas. There's your change, Jolene.
So,
what are you talking about now, Kathy?
I was just telling Jolene how you spent most of yesterday evening at the gym.
Now, isn't that a coincidence? Jolene, this morning...
I know what I meant to ask you. How are you feeling after your operation?
Yes, Marjorie, you're looking very fit.
Oh, I am. It's like a new lease of life. I can't tell you what a difference it makes.